In a country where football is more than a passion, it is a way of life, a powerful shift is taking place. One that challenges the stereotype and redefines the role of women in both sports and society. As Ghana prepares for Women's Football Festival at the University of Ghana Stadium, the spotlight will shine on four incredible teams: Police Ladies, Ampemdakwa Ladies, Jonina FC, and Faith Ladies. But whilst the matches promise fierce competition, the true story unfolds beyond the 90 minutes. Beyond the roars of the crowd, the accurately drawn tactical lines, and the last-ditch tackles, these women live dual lives as students, mothers, police officers, and businesswomen. Their journey is one of passion, pressure, and perseverance. This is a glimpse into their world. They are just not footballers, they are leaders and pillars in their community, balancing life on the field with equal demanding roles in their personal and professional lives. They are living proof that women can excel in sports, serve their country, run businesses, and nurture family all at a time. As they step onto the field, they carry with them not only hope of their teams, but also dreams of every young girl watching, believing that they too can break barriers and defy expectations. Joyce Atimbila embodies the perfect blend of service and sports. A recent graduate from the University of Education, Winneba, where she earned a degree in physical education, Joyce now works at NADMO, the National Disaster Management Organization, whilst continuing her football journey with Jonina FC.
Football has been important for me because since my childhood I started playing football and it has helped me a lot. Yeah, because when I went to that time, we were paying school fees at SHS. So that time it was very hard for my parents to pay my school fees. But although because of the football, I was able to enroll without paying school fees. And after I completed SHS, I went ahead to further my education to Winneba. And at Winneba, they also give me full scholarship. Yes. So I completed last year.
At what age did you start playing football?
Oh, since my childhood. We was even using lemon to play. So it has been long, yeah.
And for you, how difficult was it combining your studies with football?
Oh, it's very hard though, but with determination, I was able to do.
According to Joyce, it has always been her dream and passion to play football at the highest level.
My passion in football is I want to play to Europe, yes. I want to play to the high level. That's why I'm still playing football. And after playing to some time, I have to stop and I want to teach. Yes, I want to teach as physical education teacher.
Joyce is also determined to make history with her team. Jonina Ladies, this coming Sunday in the Women's FA Cup final against Faith Ladies.
Oh, this match is very, very important because it's going to make a history when we are able to win and take the cup. It's a big platform for us. So we are trying as much as possible to win it.
She added, balancing football and education is challenging, especially with the pressure to choose one over the other.
When I was going to enroll myself in the university, one of my coach told me, you are young. Why do you want to go to school? Wait for some time before you go. When that time I was young and I was playing very hard, so he was telling me to wait for some season before I started my education. But that time I see it as it was opportunity. If I allowed this opportunity to pass, maybe it won't come again. So I tried to choose both. Yeah, it was very hard, but I tried to do two of them.
Nothing comes easily, and for Joyce, football has given her a sense of identity. But it also comes with many challenges and requires unwavering determination.
When you go to school, people will say, hey, this girl, you know how to play. You'll be taking fans. The boys will be giving you fans. And some of your colleagues will be hyping you because they have seen someone who is a star. Yes, it's very good.
Unlike Joyce, who has completed her studies and now holds a degree alongside a promising football career, 19-year-old midfielder Goldsworth Hansen-Nolte's journey looks quite different. A mother of two and a small business owner, Goldsworth's life is a constant juggling act. While she trains and competes in Accra, her children live in Kumasi with her grandmother, a difficult but necessary sacrifice to pursue her passion for football. Balancing motherhood, business responsibilities, and the demands of professional sports is no easy feat. For Goldsworth, every day is a test of endurance and determination, a quiet but powerful testament to the strength behind the jersey.
The dark side is not that easy because I have to provide for the kids sometimes, and Ghana football is actually not really paying, so I have to combine business. It's really tough, but yeah, I'm managing. Sometimes you be there, you have nothing on you, you be caught at home, you have to provide. Even aside the kids, the family is also demanding, so it's not easy.
Hansen's story highlights the invisible sacrifices many women make as they balance their role as athletes and caretakers. For her, football isn't just a career, it's a chance to build a better future for her children, one goal at a time.
This season hasn't been an easy one. We started good in the first round. Ending the first round was a little bit tough. We backed up again in the second round, and I think we made it. My expectation this end of the season to next season is I'm seeing myself outside playing, and I don't want to be in Ghana next season.
At 20 and 19 years old, respectively, Abigail Busu and Bridget Sechi Eyiwa are proving that passion and purpose can go hand in hand. Both are level 200 students of the University of Ghana, Legon, and key players for their football team. The two young women share how they navigate the double demands of education and elite-level football.
I'm studying sports and education, and for the sports aspect, after school, I can become a fitness trainer or maybe a coach. Yeah, and for the education aspect, I can teach in any of the schools in Ghana. Regarding what I was taught in the university.
Have you ever felt pressure to choose between education and football?
Oh yes, from home, especially my uncle has been pressuring me to just quit football for now and focus on education. Yes.
And why are you still playing?
I'm still playing because I have the passion and I believe in myself.
The story of education doesn't end with Jonina ladies. It runs through many teams across the country in a women's game. Ruth Apia, an experienced player, is a proud second-class upper graduate from the University of Cape Coast and a member of the Black Queens. She joined Police Ladies Football Club in 2019 from Lady Strikers. Ruth shared both the challenges and the rewards of balancing two demanding careers, football and academics. Today, she proudly serves as a police inspector in the Ghana Police Service, a role she credits to the power of education.
The education has helped me a lot, really a lot, because after completing secondary school, I had scholarship at the university. So at the university, I also pursue physical education, and it has helped me massively, especially combining it with the sports. So I can say that it's true that degree certificate that has got me to where I am now, having an inspector, because the police, we have ranks, various ranks. Per my certificate, that's how I've reached this height. That's why I'm still encouraging the young ones to take the education very serious, because there are a lot of players that I came and met. They were already in the service, but because of the degree certificates, yeah, I've gotten a certain higher height than them.
Whilst many of her teammates wear uniform off the pitch, Adair Dunfe Pressler stand out as a civilian, something that initially made her feel self-conscious when she first joined Police Ladies Football Club. However, over time, she has grown into one of the club's most reliable defenders in the Women's Premier League. As the league final against Ampem Dakuan approaches, Pressler is focused and hopeful, aiming to help her team secure a memorable victory.
This match, to be precise, is very, very important to me in a sense that all the civilians, our lives depend on this particular match. And me, myself, too, I'll be honored to receive, or for my family, or even the religion that I'm from, to know that, oh yes, I've pursued whatever I came in football to do. I'll be very, very happy for us to be crowned as champions.
With a blend of tactical sense and fatherly guidance, Coach Tabasu Abukasim has steered Police Ladies through an exceptional season, but he sees himself as more than a coach. He's a mentor, a motivator, and a protector.
It's a lot of investment, because if you are running a women's football, everything is on you. And you know, females need a lot of attention as compared to the male side. With these ladies, in terms of feeding, in terms of taking good care of them, they have a lot of challenges. They can go off all of a sudden, and you have to just make sure you convince them to do what you are expecting. But I've also understood how the game works. If you really want to make the team to get to the highest level, you have to also focus on the education. So gradually, since we started this initiative, I think they've also understood our concept. And I believe if we are able to get the future Ajua Bayos, if we are able to get the future, the Mercitegos and other things, I think it will be my biggest achievement.
John Obriebua, club owner of Jonina Ladies, speaks passionately about the importance of investing in women's football, despite the many challenges it presents. From limited sponsorship opportunities to inadequate infrastructure, he acknowledges the uphill battle faced by the clubs across the country. His dedication is not just shaping a team, but empowering a generation of young women to dream bigger.
Yeah, when I decided to become a coach, and then I decided to be in women's football, I saw that we only had two coaches who were dominating the scene. Yeah, I aspired every day. I talked to my God. I just want to be with like these people. If I can, I cannot be better than them, at least let me be with them. Let me rise and be recognized. You know, give me the strength and the wisdom and the motivation to be able to rise and be the same level as they are, or close to them, so that I'll be recognized as a coach in Ghana here that I've achieved. I've been to the final twice. That's an achievement. And I'm in the final for the third time, and I hope to win.
The head coach of Jonina Ladies, Joseph Osewusu, believes that having educated players add great value to the team, both in discipline and decision-making on the pitch. He's confident that his players, who have worked tirelessly throughout the season, are ready to rise to the occasion on Sunday.
It's a motivational message to Jonina Ladies, the girls playing themselves, and it's a motivation to the whole team. The girls are going to deliver on Sunday, trust me. For the next 5 years, I will have that FA Cup, I think two or three on our history book. For the league, I'll have like one or two, but for the next 5 years, I will be on top.
As anticipation builds for Sunday, the Women's Football Festival promises more than thrilling matches. It's a celebration of journeys, the sacrifices, and the aspirations of Ghana's female footballers. While Jonina Ladies, Faith Ladies, and Ampem Dakuan, and Police Ladies vow for silverware, each player carries a personal story of resilience, ambition, and transformation. From the university lecture hall to the police barracks, from home kitchens to the boardroom, they embody the evolving role of women in sports and society. Ghana is rallying behind these football heroes, recognizing their contribution both on and off the pitch. As these female footballers continue to don cleats to careers, they serve as a living proof that women can excel in diverse fields. Their stories are testament to the power of determination, resilience, and pursuit of passion beyond societal expectations. From cleats to careers, the dual lives of Ghana's fearless women footballers. Nane Kiamankwa for Sporty FM.